CBS News, I'm Cynthia Weber. A candlelight vigil in a park in Lima for the more than 300 hostages still being held by Peruvian guerrillas at the Japanese embassy compound. 38 more hostages were freed last night. Newsman Doug Stinson spoke with one released earlier in the week.
Canadian Ambassador Anthony Vincent said he didn't realize he would be set free.
My Spanish is not bad, but I sometimes miss a word or two. I thought I was going out onto the street to talk to somebody. I didn't realize that I was going to be let go.
Now that he's on the outside, Vincent said the crisis can be ended without bloodshed.
I am hopeful. I think with time and patience, the efforts of the Peruvian authorities and the concern of the international community and people everywhere, that they will find a pacific solution.
Time will tell whether such a solution can be reached. Douglas Stinson for CBS News, Lima.
The BBC's reporting that rebel gunmen in Tajikistan have released the 23 hostages, including 8 UN observers they grabbed yesterday from an official convoy. The big three automakers reportedly prefer on-off switches for passenger side airbags rather than letting mechanics disconnect them, as recently proposed by federal safety regulators. The Detroit Free Press reports General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler will suggest installing the switches. Passenger side airbags have been blamed for 32 deaths, mostly children. Think of Daytona Beach and you probably get an image of cars and surfside fun. But the decades-old tradition of beach driving may be coming to a screeching halt. The county council has declared a mile-long stretch of beach off-limits to cars. Many local businessmen are glad. They say it stifles development. John Caney's their attorney.
The investors will not look at investing in a major beachside development project when that project is opposite a beach that is in effect used as a highway.
Some Daytona Beach natives say beach driving is more important to the city and its image than big new hotels. A pro-British politician is warning that the IRA guerrilla shooting of a policeman inside a children's hospital in Belfast yesterday could prompt Protestant loyalists to end a 2-year truce and strike back.
I believe that fundamentally the intention of the attack within the sanctity of a hospital for a man visiting his critically ill child is to draw the loyalists back to war.
David Irvine, leader of the political arm of the banned Protestant Ulster Volunteer Force. It's back to the drawing board for the architects of Washington, D.C.'s new downtown sports arena. A federal judge says the blueprints for the MCI Center don't have enough wheelchair spaces with in line of sight over standing spectators. The judge says it violates the Americans with Disabilities Act. This is CBS News.
For some people, 24 hours a day aren't enough.
Yeah. No. Not tomorrow. Al, no time.
But no matter how busy you are, just listen to me for 1 minute. It's about priorities. How you decide what you will make time for in your schedule and what you won't.
A conference? In person. You're kidding, right?
Take fitness. Well, I'm not just talking about treadmills and exercise bikes and such. Those are great for keeping fit, but they're not the only way.
Okay, I can give you 5 minutes on Tuesday. No, wait, 3 minutes.
What's your favorite activity? Swimming, biking, jogging, basketball, tennis, anyone? The point is, pick something you like to do and just do it. What's in it for you? Increased energy, improved appearance, stronger heart and lungs, reduced stress.
Marge, I'll call you right back. Excuse me, what was that you were talking about, reduced stress? Could we talk here for a minute, please?
Fitness is feeling great.
This message from the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports.
An emotional scene at Da Vinci Airport near Rome. Fans and friends of Marcello Mastroianni fought to hold back tears, waved handkerchiefs, and cheered as a coffin containing the Italian actor's body was taken off a flight from Paris and put into a hearse. The coffin, draped in gray cloth with 3 red roses on top, is on view at Rome City Hall until the funeral tomorrow. Marcello Mastroianni died Thursday of cancer. He was 72. The tanker Overseas Ohio is due in port in Long Beach, California today. On board, 2 fishermen who spent 5 nights in a life raft after their boat capsized in the Pacific off the California-Oregon border. The ship rescued the 2. A 3rd fisherman is missing. Coast Guard helicopters and a cutter searched all day yesterday. The New York Times says the estate of Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis is worth $43 million. Some reports put it at $100 million or more. The Times says executors have scrapped plans for a charitable trust named for Caroline and JFK Jr. Cynthia Weber, CBS News.